in those days, in this time. Hanukkah comes in the winter at the darkest point of the year, when nighttime lasts the longest. But this darkness is not only physical, it is spiritual as well. It is the darkness of Hester Panim. It is the darkness of without recognition of Hashem, without prophecy. It is the darkness that clouded the eyes of the Jewish people living under the influence of Greek culture. This darkness is alluded to at the very beginning of creation, in the second verse of the Torah. Choshech al pnei hatahom. The Medrash tells us this refers to the Greek Greek exile under the unique threat of Golos Yavon, of Greek culture. The Greeks did not want our physical destruction. They sought to destroy us spiritually. They sought to destroy our connection to Torah. Because they knew that if we are connected to Torah, then we are connected to God. We say in Al-Hanisim, Lehashkicham Torah Secha. They tried to make us forget the Torah. If you look at the word Lehashkicham, the word is Shachach, forget. The word Shachach shares the same letters as Choshech, darkness. This is the darkness that plunged the world. Forgetting the Torah is darkness. You see, there's a major difference between the Chachma of Yavan, the wisdom of the Greeks, and Torah, and the wisdom of the Torah. One is a wisdom how to manipulate the world to serve man, how to enhance man's pleasure and power. And the other is a guide to channel our lives and everything that God has granted us to serve Hashem and to sanctify His name in the world. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains there's the Yerushalmi, a difficult Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Sora Amora, the wayward and rebellious son who is put to death in a difficult to understand portion of the Torah. And the Yerushalmi says he is put to death because in the end, not only will he become a robber and a thief and kill people, he will forget his Torah learning. And it seems peculiar. How could the problem be that he'll forget his Torah learning and not the fact that he will kill people? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that as long as one learns Torah, as long as one is connected to Torah, there is always hope. Even if he is killing people, there's a chance for him to repent and there's a chance for him to return. But if he forgets his Torah and he disconnects himself from Torah, then hope is gone. There are two problems with darkness. The Mesillas Yesharim explains, number one, it obscures our view. And number two, it distorts our view. When we look at one thing in the darkness, a stone could look like a human, and a human could look like a stone. This is the darkness of Greek culture. They brought a darkness that covered Hashem's view in the world, and they brought a darkness that distorted our values and distorted what is good and what is bad. Reb Chaim Freilander explains that Torah, on the other hand, comes from the word mora derech, to show, to guide our way, to illuminate our lives. The Torah is also called Oraisa in Aramaic. Oraisa presumably comes from the word ar, light. The Torah is where we find Hashem. After the temple was destroyed, Hashem only rests His presence in the Torah, in the halacha that it guides us in. It is this light that connects the Jewish people with Hashem. It is this light that gives us the inspiration through education to overcome the temptations and struggles of living in Galus, of living in the diaspora without our holy temple. It is this light that gives hope to every Jew, even in the darkest of time. It is this light that makes the Jewish people the light unto nations. This is the light of Hanukkah. This is the light of the menorah. Let it shine for you in every part of your life and every decision you make. Nefesh. The word nefesh comes from ner, for the nun, the pei, psila, a wick, and the shin stands for shemen. Every one of us can be a candle for Hashem. Every one of us can serve as a kiddush Hashem and could shine the light of Hashem into this dark world. And the 36 lights of the menorah parallel the 36 tractates, the 36 mesechtos that comprise Shas. Freilich and Hanukkah.
A few brief thank yous. I wanted to personally thank, and on behalf of everyone, thank the Neshe, the women of the Kollel who worked so hard to bring this together tonight. It really came out beautifully. A special thanks to Gershon Rothman and his trusty assistant, Moshe Rothman, who are working in the kitchen. And to the middle school girls who helped with the decor and are helping with the arts and crafts projects. Appreciate it very much. Just a few quick updates with the Kollel. Baruch Hashem, in the past year we've grown. We're looking forward to adding another two spots for Hashem this coming year into the Kollel, where our programming has expanded. Rabbi Rudin has been focusing on opportunities in Kiruv. Together with Rabbi Litt, they restarted the program at Norfolk Academy every week. Rabbi Litt is taking 40 students on a trip to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow. We have a great working relationship with the Federation, with Yad, and we're looking for any opportunity that we can find. We have new lunch and learns, and we're looking for anybody who was looking for a chavrus, an opportunity for that light that Rabbi Cook just spoke about, looking for opportunities where they can bring that light into their own life, or they think that we could be helpful in bringing that light into other people's lives. You want to set up a class, a one-time thing, a weekly thing, a monthly thing. We want to hear about it. We want to get involved. We're committed to bringing the light of the Torah into every crevice where we'll be let in. So we appreciate everyone's assistance in that. We appreciate everyone coming. Enjoy.